council has as limited as ways now of gathering money, because a lot of the money they get from government, no matter what it's for, older people's grants, just doing these big massive urban or rural regeneration projects in these towns, like say Belp, Fainston, Orders, 9 million, the River Links project and Lifford, and just all these other projects, small town and village renewal, whatever it is, they have to be match fund, plus then the day-to-day running of the council. So this year is going to be a particular challenge, because the property tax has been left now at 15% for this last number of years, and that will continue into the next term. And that's been relied on very much so now to match all these different funding that the council gets from the various departments. A lot of these come in at 80% and the council has to raise the other 20% through the property tax. And sometimes as well, obviously the rates, the business rates, but because of the year that's in it, it was business is under so much pressure that is most likely that members will not support an increase. There's no way, that we haven't done for quite a few years. So from speaking from members' point of view, I can't see anybody supporting any increase. So there's going to be challenges in this budget. The cost to the, obviously to the general public's gone up, to businesses gone up, but the cost to the county council as well to run and to match fund and just to run their own premises and energy has gone up, and it's quite challenging.
Yes, and the root of this issue then is that the local authority can only collect so much money. As you said, of course, property tax remained at 15%. Business rates haven't been touched because of the pressure being put on businesses. At some point, the response has to come from central government in order to provide more funding than is required. There's a lot more outside of that that's required rather than just covering and keeping the lights on. There are projects that need to be completed and so on. So is this a requirement then that central government must be allocating more money to local authorities in the county?
Yeah. And unfortunately, if you were sitting at a HSE meeting or you were sitting at an ETB meeting or anything, all the different services that government's giving out at the moment, they're all looking for more and more money because they're all feeling the same as the private sector and the same as one-off houses and that. Everybody's feeling the pinch and everybody's asking the government to increase the money. And then you have obviously new wage agreements and minimum wages, and you have all that, you know, just all the charges going up and up. And but, you know, I don't see county councils, I can't see how they are going to just square the circle. You know, they just have no other way of going back. You can't go back to the businesses, and certainly the property tax